From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. news outlets say FIFA President Sepp Blatter is under investigation in the United States in connection with the corruption scandal involving football's governing body. News that the 79-year-old Blatter is the target of probes by federal prosecutors and the FBI came hours after he abruptly resigned his post during a news conference in Zurich.
Que les membres de la FIFA m'aient conféré ce nouveau mandat.
Blatter, who was just re-elected to a fifth term as FIFA president last Friday, acknowledged that he did not have a mandate from the entire world of football, the fans, the players, the clubs, the people who live, breathe, and love football as much as we all do at FIFA. He admitted that FIFA needs a profound restructuring and pledged his commitment to that goal. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that the military campaign to stop the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 of its fighters. His comments to France's Interradio came a day after he and officials from other coalition partners met in Paris with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss their strategy to fight IS. A human rights group says more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out insurgent group Boko Haram. Amnesty International says its researchers found that more than 1,200 people have been executed since 2009 during raids by the Nigerian military. It says at least 7,000 more have died in custody because of torture, thirst, hunger, or severe overcrowding in jails. This is VOA News.